Two takes to follow. December 21st, 2012. Daybreak doesn't come. Instead, all is dark. The world has come to an end. Nostradamus speaks in cryptic terms of a time period of grave danger, describing in startling ways events taking place even now. Is he pointing to 2012? Far-flung cultures left prophecies with similar warnings about the end of time. Are those days upon us? Life on Earth has been wiped out at least five times before. Could we be in the direct path of the next swing of the pendulum? The Egyptians built their pyramids, some believe, to signal astrological events colliding in 2012. And a strange cross in southern France points to the same convergence. Is the rapidly approaching year of 2012 the year when the cosmic clock finally winds down? To 0 days? Zero hope? Decoding the last predictions of Nostradamus could provide the critical answers we need before the clock strikes 2012. December 21st, 2012. Daybreak doesn't come. Instead, all is dark. The world has come to an end. Nostradamus speaks in cryptic terms of a time period of grave danger, describing in startling ways events taking place even now. Is he pointing to 2012? Far-flung cultures left prophecies with similar warnings about the end of time. Are those days upon us? Life on Earth has been wiped out at least five times before. Could we be in the direct path of the next swing of the pendulum? The Egyptians built their pyramids, some believe, to signal astrological events colliding in 2012. And a strange cross in southern France points to the same convergence. Is the rapidly approaching year of 2012 the year when the cosmic clock finally winds down? To 0 days? Zero hope? Decoding the last predictions of Nostradamus could provide the critical answers we need before the clock strikes 2012.